Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University, Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson. Joining me here in studio is Marnie Werner.
Good morning.
Good morning, Marnie. And also joining us in studio is Thad Schunkweiler. He is an assistant professor in the Department of Health Science here at Minnesota State University, Mankato, and he deals primarily with drug and alcohol education. Welcome to the program as well. Now, this is the third segment in a multi-part series on drug abuse and addiction in rural Minnesota. And what we've covered so far is that methamphetamines are clearly the drug of choice in outstate Minnesota, as opposed to opioids, and that treatment from a licensed treatment provider is a potential solution. However, there is a growing shortage of licensed treatment providers, especially in rural Minnesota. So, Thad, you suggested to policymakers in Region 9 that there might be a way to incentivize people to get into that field. Can you go through a little bit of the process of withdrawal and all that sort of thing from meth?
Yes, absolutely. And so a drug like amphetamine produces what we call in the medical industry as psychological dependence. It gives your brain all of the feel-good chemicals, and so specifically the neurotransmitter dopamine. And so amphetamines increases the availability of dopamine in our brain, which makes us feel good. And it does so at, in some cases, rates of 10 times what the brain can naturally produce. And so you have people who feel better than they ever have. I tell my students all the time, biology tells us that if we used amphetamines, we would all feel better than we ever could. However, most of us choose not to because of the downside. Neurotransmission is much like gravity. What goes up must come down. And so the withdrawal from a drug like amphetamines usually results in, extremely depressive symptoms, people feeling really low, having high levels of anxiety. And the way they can combat those psychological feelings of depression and anxiety and other forms of withdrawal is by taking another hit. And so you can see the compulsive nature of this, that I feel really good when I'm on it. When I don't, not only do I not feel normal, I feel less than normal. And so the only way out of that funk is by taking some more. And so you see people who then compulsively use it over long periods of time. The catalyst to all this is the longer that you use it, the more aggressive these withdrawal symptoms are. And so when you have somebody who is quote-unquote addicted to it, it becomes very difficult for them to stop using without any form of treatment and assistance.
And the actual damage to your body is what?
In the immediate, you're going to have things like lack of sleep. People who are using an amphetamine may not sleep for several days at a time, and then you have a number of physical health complications that arise from not sleeping. And then also the psychological damage of burning up all of those feel-good neurotransmitters. And then when the user stops using it, they engage in periods of a crash or go through a very depressive episode because of their messing with the brain's normal ability to function.
Okay, well, thank you, Thad and Marnie. Thad Schunkweiler is an assistant professor in the Department of Health Science here at Minnesota State University, Mankato. And this has been Rural Minnesota Radio. We'll catch you next week.